Jenny Durkin was officially sworn in as the new mayor of Seattle Tuesday. She is the first woman to be elected to the office in more than 90 years. As KUOW's Kate Walters reports, Durkin started out by breaking with tradition.
Instead of taking the oath of office at City Hall, Jenny Durkin crisscrossed Seattle in a series of events to mark her swearing in. From Rainier Beach to West Seattle, Chinatown International District, Finney Ridge, and Lake City. All to show voters, Durkin said, that she intends to keep her promises.
I wanted to show that what I said in the campaign, I really meant. We will be a government and I will be a mayor, not of City Hall, but of the people.
In her first hours as mayor, Durkin focused on Seattle's commitment to tackle affordability, homelessness, and racial inequities. She pointed to Seattle's innovative past and said, while there are no easy solutions, this is a city that can take on big issues.
We have to show not just our region, but our nation, that the most enduring, the most successful generation is that society that is built on our progressive ideals of inclusiveness, justice, and true opportunity.
Durkin's the fourth person to hold the city's top job this year, and she's wasting no time in getting to work. She's already signed two executive orders, one that calls for a new pilot program to provide rental assistance to low-income households in need, and another to review and reaffirm commitment to the city's race and social justice initiative. Today, Durkin is also expected to announce the creation of a program that would offer 2 years of free community college to graduates of the city's public high schools. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.